All right, welcome back to Beyond the Barbell, brought to you guys by Reebok, official outfitter of CrossFit and the CrossFit Games. I am Blair Morrison.
And I am Ben Alderman, and today we're joined by Easy Elijah Muhammad, and I just decided I would read his Instagram bio for his intro, and he's a Christian, husband, father, and CrossFit Games athlete. So it's like he's wearing a lot of hats. He also has the Lift Heavy Often as an Everyday seminar. Easy, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot for being here. Let's start first with you as an athlete. We're watching you out here at Wadapalooza. You've been here before, right? But this is the first time you've been on a team?
Yes, first time I've been on a team. I've been here, I think, 4 years. This is my fourth year here. First time I went on a team, it was kind of like last minute. I was signed up for individual, and then a couple guys called me and was like, hey, do team with us. And I just thought it was a good change of pace with everything I got going on, just to jump on a team and have some fun.
Have you been using it each year to kind of gauge where you're at going into the Open, going into the season, or is it for fun?
Definitely for fun, but the reason why I like it is because it's right before the Open. It's something that I can come in and kind of humble myself to get back in training and be like, I need to work on this. I need to structure this a little bit better, and I need to touch up on these skills. Just because as athletes, I don't want to say we get complacent, but we get good at what we know we're good at, and then we don't kind of overdo it and work it a little bit more. So this is like that aspect that kind of puts me in check to where it's like, damn, this dude smoked me on total bars, or man, he outlifted me. Like, you know, he cycled the barbell faster than me. So it just puts you in your place right before the Open and kind of just makes you hungry right before you get into the competition.
So do a little self-evaluation for us. Being here, what have you discovered that, hey, I'm not doing enough of, and what am I doing too much of?
Definitely, I do work the barbell a lot more of just a ton of squatting and lifting and stuff like that. I do have to do more running. And more moving in gymnastics with my heart rate already elevated. So if I'm just doing gymnastics, like let's say 5 rounds for time of 10 total bars and 10 burpees, I'm fine. But it just comes to those things where it's like I got to assault bike and then do total bars. I got to run and then do a high rep of bar muscle ups. That's when I start to hinder, and that's what I was seeing here kind of in those aspects where it's like I got to run with this sandbag and then knock out 20 bars total bar fast. That's when it's like, okay, I felt that a little bit more than I wanted to, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's exactly why I come here, too, is I come here, and even as a guy who's just still trying to make it to that next level, to make it to the games, there's so many guys running around here with such high skill sets that you can't help but, like, use it as a mirror to kind of see where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, I know the first year I was here, I actually competed individual alongside of you, and I was just really impressed at how you moved the bar. I started following you, and I saw the hashtag lift heavy often as in every day. And did it start as a hashtag? Did it start as a seminar? How did that, where did that come from?
Yeah, so I trained with Rich Froning for the first 2 years of my CrossFit career.
Who's that?
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, man.
Okay, Rich Froning.
Trained with him and
look him up.
I always got to the point where I was like, man, I feel like we're like lifting every day. And I sat down with one of my strength and conditioning coaches, the head coach, Chip Pugh, that was at Tennessee Tech. And he was like, man, define heavy as stress. Like, you know, don't define heavy as the loads we're lifting. Just define it as stress. And I was like, all right, that's our daily heavy. You know, I got a wife. I got kids. I got a gym that I own. I got a seminar that I run. So it's lift heavy often, but as in every day. It's like a sarcasm. And it's like, you think you're doing it often, but it's like these stressors are on your body weighing you down daily. And you still produce and train at a high intensity, a high level. It's like, take that same mindset with everything you do. If you're going to do a seminar, that's your heavy. You just add more to your plate. Now you have to carry that load. If you want to get to the games, you have to carry that load. So the lift heavy often became a hashtag. And then soon it was just like, all right, well, I really dissected and got into weightlifting. That's just something I really fell in love with, man, out of CrossFit. With the weightlifting portion. And so I started studying it, going to weightlifters, going to gyms, seeing how they coach it, train it, seeing what they're doing and how efficient they are with the barbell. And it made me kind of just like, man, this is what I love teaching, because this is where we fault a lot, you know? We constantly teach. We can't get away from teaching gymnastics and CrossFit. Like, you can't get away from it. But you can shy away from the barbell and teaching people proper mechanics and technique of how to move a barbell. And so when I fell in love with, me and my wife sat down and talked, and I was like, man, we should just do a lift heavy off the seminar. And she's just like, where are you going to teach? And I'm like, weightlifting. I'm like, I'm just going to teach everybody how to weightlift the proper way. I've learned from actual weightlifters. I've seen them. I've trained with them. And I can actually give them the other side of weightlifting, not the CrossFit aspect of it, the other side, and then teach them more of all this, like, hey, I'm a max out. It's like your body can take way more than you think it can, like, because you're always weighed down with the stressors in life, and that's your actual heavy, you know what I'm saying? So it just came about from just talking with my wife and then I was like, let's just do it, man. Let's go with the seminar. Let me have some fun, teach a little bit. And I've always been a coach. I've always coached in CrossFit. From day one when I started CrossFit, I was a strength and conditioning coach. So just that's what I love to do. And it always balances out the training for me.
Now, where was that? You said that your first 2 years you were training with Rich. Was that you were at Tennessee Tech as a coach?
Yes. Yeah, so I played basketball at Tennessee Tech for 2 years. And then after that, I got on the strength and conditioning staff. I had already knew who Rich was because that year he had won his regional, his sectional, and went to the games. And I knew him from just around the campus and stuff like that. And then he came on staff with us as a strength and conditioning coach. And my coach was like, if you think you're good, you know, go against Rich. And I competed against him, and, of course, he destroyed me, man. He
had made it look real easy, right?
Man, listen, I was talking smack to Rich. I was the guy that was like, yo, you're not beating me this next workout. Just because I was a basketball player, I was a collegiate athlete, I thought I was superior to him.
Right.
And, bro, he just lit me up in every workout, man. And it made me mad because he never gave me anything back. Like, he never talked smack back. He was just like, oh, next time, you know, I can't move. And I'm like, so I told him, I was like, bro, whatever you do, I'm going to do. Forget it. Like, I'm going to train with you. Whatever you want to do, I'll do, bro. Just get me to where I'm decent. Like, I just don't want to be dead last.
I don't want you to destroy me all the time.
Like, get me to the point where maybe I can beat you, you know? And that's what he did, man. He was just like, just train with me and we'll get there. So
after that 2 years, you decided to go do your own thing, or what happened after that?
Yeah, some things happened with the actual facility that we had CrossFit-wise, and I just felt like it was maybe time for me to kind of branch off, move on, do my own thing, market myself as an athlete. I probably would have never left Cookeville if the things that happened wouldn't have happened. I would have stayed there with Rich the whole time. Just a great atmosphere, great guys that I was around. Everybody was into CrossFit and training. But as I started to grow as an athlete and the things happened at the gym, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna move around. And I just kind of moved to another gym, opened up a facility, not my own, but just ran a facility with some other coaches and stuff like that. And I was really like, okay, I can do this. You know, I can move on my own. But it wasn't really anything like I was just out of there. It just got to the point where it was like, all right, it's time to move on, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you got to read the signs, you know?
Yeah.
You
got
to know when this is a transition point in my life, happening for a reason, whatever. I'm just going to take advantage of this opportunity. And now here you are at Wadapalooza. You got a brand in yourself, right? You're with Ron Wad. You're with Bear Complex. You're a leader in the community now.
Yeah, Tupu. My wife has a booth now here, Lux Babe Apparel. So she has her own clothing line, all women stuff. I mean, it's awesome what we're doing now, man.
And, you know, I want to touch on the Cookeville thing. You could always go back. Nothing's changed. You know what I mean? Cookeville's still the same, apparently.
Right. We went to Cookeville last year.
we went there.
It's still Cookeville.
Yes, man. When you go back to Cookeville, man, it's still the same old Rich Froning, just destroying everyone that comes in town, man.
Which is pretty consistent flow of people. I mean, we came back last year, and, dude, Frazier was there just trying to figure it out before he won it eventually this year. A bunch of young bucks, too, guys that are just killing the teen division.
I've said it, man. Everybody that's been in contact with Rich or touched Rich has progressed drastically in CrossFit. From when I first started there, we had 6 athletes that qualified for regionals. I was the only one on our team that didn't qualify as an individual my first year training with Rich. The second year, we all qualified as individuals. Then you go to, he has 2 Masters athletes that are at the games doing well. He has a team that has been there twice. He has me that was under him that has now qualified for the games. He has a team that has won the games. It's just contagious, man. You get around him, you see what he's doing, and he's not letting anyone off the hook. You have to work when you're there, and it's motivating so many people to just say, you know, I'm going to go to Cookeville. Like, I want to be in that atmosphere, and it's so much fun, man.
Do you feel like you've kind of adopted a similar thing for the guys and the people who are training around you?
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm a little more lenient. Rich is, since he's been going team, I've just been watching him from afar, and he's a different person. He's enjoying it now. When I trained with him, honestly, man, he was a wreck. He is nonstop. But now I see him laughing more, joking more, playing more. Like, just he's more fun to me now, probably. So I would love to go back now and hang out with him, because now I can actually joke with him and get something back, you know. Before, he was just so focused and so determined, man. And it was almost just like, I understand it, but it's like, relax, bro. Like, you're the fittest man in the world. Yeah. You can take a day off, or you can – you can kick it. But now he's enjoying it, man. So I think just with me and now the athletes that I have, they kind of get the same thing from me. Just I'm a little more lenient. I'm a little more – Rich was like a no-tolerance guy. Like, if I was like, hey, man, I don't know about today, he's like, no, there's no – I don't know. Let's go train. Like, we're going to work out. I'm more like, if you don't feel like training, like, don't train. Like, I'll go do it myself. Like, no problem.
Yeah.
But he was just like a literally – like, if I told him, like – I got to do something with my wife. He would call his wife to help my wife so that I could go train. Like, you know, he was like, no, you're working out. Like, there's no ifs, ands, and buts, you know. But I guess that's just maybe him seeing something in certain people to where he was just like, I'm not going to let you off the hook. I'm not going to let you slow down, you know.
That's right. You got all the potential. I'm not going to let you waste it.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that, too, might be, I mean, life perspective. He's got a daughter now, right? He's got a family. Like you said, he's doing team. You've got a family. You have that perspective, right? You know that there's more to life than working out, than training. Talk a little bit about that, some of the things that responsibilities you have to shoulder as a father.
Yes, definitely, man. I have four kids, 1 month old, a little over.
Four kids, man. Nobody else says that. I love that.
Four kids, 1 month old, one a little over, one about 15 months. And then we have a 2.5-year-old, 7-year-old. So life is just nonstop moving. First thing in the morning, dropping daughter off at school, coming back, getting my boys ready, taking them to the gym. We go to the gym, coach, train, take naps, lay them down and try to get another little session in, go eat lunch. By that time, it's time to pick my daughter up from school, get her from school, bring her back, knock out a little bit of homework, coach, get the night training in, get to the house, get ready. I mean, it's nonstop movement all day. So it's fun, and I enjoy it, man. If I didn't have my wife, I would probably be done with CrossFit. I'd be like, I can't do it. There's no way. But she literally just, like, she's more relentless than me. You know, she helps out so much and just does the things that I don't want to do. Like, I don't answer emails. I don't respond really on anything. She's just all over social media for me, making sure I'm keeping up with my sponsorships, doing what I need to do, and then taking care of the bills and the family. So it's great having kids just because I feel like it's a nonstop push. It's like I can't slow down because they rely on me every day. It's not just me. So I love it in that aspect because it doesn't allow me to take the breaks even when I want to. You know, it allows me to find a way to push.
Yeah, it was funny. We were actually, I was having a little side conversation with Becky Konzelman yesterday, and she was like, yeah, Easy was able to make it out to a Faith RX seminar, and he brought his family, kind of thinking it'd be a little bit of a downtime, you know, finally for him, and it was just like nonstop, go, 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 and he was like, okay, I get it now, you know what I mean? So it sounds like no matter what you do, even when you try to rest, I mean, when you have four kids around,
yeah,
it's always work.
And that's why we define the lift heavy often as our heavy, you know, like, If I can manage that in training, I mean, it sky's the limits. If I can manage handling four kids, keeping up my training, making sure I'm intact and doing what sponsors need me to do, branding myself in my seminars, branding my wife's line, and just staying healthy. It's just like, man, the body can do so much. It's like lift heavy often, but as an everyday, you know, if you factor in what you really have going on in life.
Talk a little bit about those seminars. I think there's a lot of people out there maybe that aren't aware of them, don't know where they're at. Yep. Like, if they're not following you already, you just told me off the air, like, yeah, I came from Iceland to Miami, and I'm headed to Switzerland. Like, this is a global thing you're doing.
Yes. We got some bookings in Costa Rica. We got some ones in France. I mean, it's picking up really good and moving on. And basically, it's just weightlifting. So we go over the squat mechanics, break down squat mechanics, and just teach people a general basis of squatting. Not like really the CrossFit style model, but just a little bit different because we're looking at weightlifting as CrossFitters. And it's like we need to look at weightlifting as weightlifting. We need to look at gymnastics as gymnastics and try to mimic that perfect position because everything we do is at a high intensity with multiple reps and multiple movements. But it's just like if I can mimic that perfect position, then I transfer it over to CrossFit. It's just like now I'm in a better position. Now I'm able to move my body better and go longer. So I'm trying to basically get that same mechanic and mindset in weightlifting. We start off with the squat. We teach the squat mechanics, go over it, break it down, explain it, what we need to do, how we need to do it. People have questions. We talk about different body structures, what may fit you if you have these and like a bad knee or hip like adjustments, just anything. When we get done with that, we go over the snatch, and we really dissect the snatch, just basic movement, how to move the bar from ground to overhead in one fluent plane, one fluent motion, teaching the mechanics of what to do, what not to do, and just giving them a feel of the basic stuff of like, hey, you know how to jump, but nobody's ever taught you how to jump. My son's 2 years old. He knows how to jump. When I teach him the actual mechanics of jump, he can maximize his explosion at a young age. That means he's going to be able to do things that 5 and 6 year old kids won't be able to do because he knows how to move. He's aware of how to move his body the proper way and why he's doing it. And so that's what I'm teaching in the weightlifting seminar of, hey, we need to do this, and this is why we do this when we snatch. After that, we definitely snatch. Everybody just kind of gets bars out, build up in weight, doing things differently, and just getting themselves out of a certain mindset. I've always been an open athlete to where if someone tells me, hey, you're doing this wrong, try this, that's what I'm doing. Regardless, I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to try it like, oh, I tried it a few times. Like, I'm going to pound it for a month of this, and I'm going to see how it helps me in multiple different ways. And if it does, it's like I'm sticking with it. If it doesn't, it's like, all right, I'll figure something else out. And then after we snatch and they move on, we go into the clean and jerk. We really focus on the split jerk, teaching the mechanics of a split jerk, because a lot of people want to push jerk and get into these other movements. But the most efficient way to move a barbell shoulder overhead is a split jerk. So we just teach the mechanics. After that, we have a Q&A on just being an athlete, being a father, being whatever people want to ask. It's just like, yo, let's talk, you know, let's chop it up. And then that's pretty much the whole seminar.
I mean, the passion you got is palpable about this stuff. Obviously, you love what you do. Lift heavy every day often.
Yeah.
I want you to talk a little bit about the type of athlete you were as a basketball player compared to the type of athlete you are as a CrossFitter.
Yes, drastically different.
Is it?
My wife did not like the basketball easy. I was a huge trash talker. I mean, like, if I see anyone rooting for the other team, I'm talking to them. I don't care if they're in the crowd or not. If your dad is on the floor, I'm talking to him. I was just into the mental aspect of, if I can get a hold of you mentally, I got you, because I'm not going to stop physically. I'm well-conditioned. I'm a great competitor. It was nonstop trash talking, and I got into CrossFit. Like I said, I was talking smack to Rich, thinking, like, I might get him, and I realized really quickly, like, you can't talk when you're out of breath, man. Like, you just got to focus, man. So
talk.
I got into CrossFit, and it quickly humbled me. And I think it was exactly what I needed, you know. But, I mean, still, when I go back and play ball, it's still that same guy. I'm like,
oh, really?
Get
it
after
comes
it,
back
man.
Out.
Oh, definitely, man.
Well, there's some guys who take trash talk to like an art. Was that you? Were you that guy who could just, like, just took it to an art, took it to another level?
Oh, yes. I mean, like, nothing's off limits when I'm playing basketball. Nothing. Like, family, friends, nothing's off limits. Like, coaches. I remember actually in an AAU game when I played in Vegas, I walked over into the other team's huddle and got in the middle of it and told their coach, like, hey, you better get him off of me. And we almost started a riot, dude. It was crazy. But I'm just so competitive, man, and especially in a sport that I'm so passionate about and I love, which is basketball. So when I get in a zone, it's just like I'm in a zone. Whether I'm losing or winning, I'm talking regardless, because in that sport, it changes like that. Like, you know, like, it's not like football. It's like, yo, just a few transitions, and we're back in the game. So it's just so intense to constantly trash talk and have fun when I'm on the floor, man.
And you say you still get to play.
Not as much as I would like to. I haven't played probably about 10 months now.
It's hard just to go shoot around.
But this is the thing, though. It's so crazy. When I go back and play, I feel like I've lost nothing. Like, I shoot just as well. The ball handling is a little off just because I'm bigger, I'm stronger, and I can't feel it as well. But just as far as the shooting, the cutting, the screening, the rebounding, just the game is so much better now just because of the physicality that I have versus when I was 160 pounds playing college ball, you know?
Well, you know, before we break away, we got Chad Vaughn, another, you know, weightlifter coming up here in a second. But I want to talk to you because you played collegiate sports and now you're in CrossFit and you're lifting heavy, man. Like, what role do you think performance-enhancing drugs play within the confines of our sport here at CrossFit? Do you think we see that at the top level? Are guys doing that? Are there guys at the CrossFit Games that you think, I'm not going to say names or anything like that, but do you think that's prevalent in our sport?
Huge. I think it's huge, man. Like they always say, man, when it's money on the line, people will do anything to win. And, I mean, like I said, my view on steroids or PEDs is a little bit different than everyone else's, because I look at it as like a moral decision. Not as much as like cheating. It's cheating because someone told you really can't use them in the sports. But at the end of the day, it's just like that person is still working their ass off. Like, they are putting in countless hours of training and to get better. It's just that now they've stooped to a moral decision to where they need to recover faster, or they want to do this to get stronger. So we talk about it at my gym all the time. I have a weightlifting coach. He has to know everything about steroids. He has to, because he has multiple athletes in the weightlifting world, and we know how big it is in that industry of the sport and fitness and stuff. So we talk about it all the time, and I literally just get to the point where it's just like, I don't care. Like, use whatever you want to use. Like, I'm going to train and work as hard as I possibly can to get where I need to be. And if it doesn't happen, okay, I still got my family. I still got my seminars. I still got the fan base that I've built. And I'm still going to keep pushing for the CrossFit Games no matter what. But my wife would destroy. I always said it. I always, like, joking around with her. And I was like, what if I did that? Like, what if I just was like, I got to the point where I was like, I don't care anymore. I'm doing whatever I need to do to try to get there. She was like, believe me, we won't be together. She was like,
really?
She told me straight up, like, if you ever get to that point, I am divorcing you. I'm leaving you. And it don't make me, man. I don't want to say it changed my mind about trying it. But I was just literally like, I told her, if I try it, I'm going public with it. I won't hold anything back. I said, if I try it, I'm going to be the first athlete to actually state that I'm using it. I'm going to take my 2-year ban or whatever, and then I'm going to see if I come back and I can perform at a very high intensity and a lot better than athletes if I choose to go that route. But literally, she was just like, if you ever do that, we're done, because that is a moral low. I don't believe that you need to do that or you have to do that to accomplish the goals you want to get to. And I was like, I believe you. Like, I understand.
Dude, I'd love to hear that, man.
Yeah, you're like, all right, it's not worth it then.
Yeah,
it might be worth it to make the CrossFit Games, but it's not worth it for
my family.
For
no.
Your family, no.
Yeah, so it was, but we talk about it all the time and what drugs are being used or might be being used. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, look at this athlete, you know, and it's just like, you can't tell. Like, stop it. Like, you don't know if anybody's using. Nobody's out here like, yo, this is what I take. Like, you know, so when I hear a lot of people bickering about who's taking what, it's like, you don't know. So don't even spread that stuff, you know.
Well, we talked to Castro last year before regionals, or was it before the games? Anyways, it was during the regional season last year, and we talked about drugs and, like, yeah, the testing protocols that CrossFit's putting in place, and it's coming along. And he admitted, he's like, I know it's out there, you know. We're doing our best to grow the program the right way and try to get as many people into the program as possible. And Ben's been on the watch list for a couple of years because of the weights he lifts.
Yeah. I haven't made the games. I'm on the list every year. I'm like, what's
going
on?
One of the girls from my gym, Hannah Caldas, has been on the list for a couple of years because of the weight she lifts.
Yeah.
And we were saying the next phase is at events like this, at Wadapalooza, using this as a great opportunity logistically to test not just games athletes, but regional athletes. Because
yeah,
that's where everybody suspects that most of the stuff's happening.
Well, it's getting to the point now where it's just like, what's the point of going to the games? If I'm going to use PEDs and I'm going to get tested, I don't want to go to the games. I'll build my fan base from this. I'll come and I'll try to win Wadapalooza and win 60 grand. Be fine with that. No drug testing and move on. I'll go to, you know, these other big kind of like the Dubai Fitness Challenge and do that.
Right.
You know, so it's getting to the point now where it's just like, I don't have to make it to the games to build that fan base and to use CrossFit as my profession. But I always say, like, it's going to be out there. There's nothing you can do about it.
Bro, we'll be snatching like 320.
Huh?
We'll be snatching like 320.
Oh, man. Hey, listen. If I sat down with my coach, you know, we were joking around with, like, what steroids to use for what. And he was like, listen, if we take this, you'll snatch 340 in a couple months. And I was just like, shit. Man, that's questionable. Like, I want to snatch 340, you know what I'm saying? But we always joke around, man, stuff like that. But I think Cross is doing great, man. They always contact me. Hey, send in your information where you're going to be at, all addresses, so we can, you know, do our drug testing if we need to. And I tell them, like, man, like, call me whenever y'all ready, you know.
Where are you living now?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. So people do want to get your seminars booked at their gym. How they got to go about doing that?
Yeah, so basically we're going to have a schedule sheet after the competition at the Lux Babe tent here at Wadapalooza, where people can come book. We'll post about it on social media. Lift Heavy Often has an everyday Instagram page. We'll have postings to where you can sign up, email us. I have easymuhammad.com where you can get apparel, gear, all that stuff, and book seminars. So we're just trying to get the word out to everyone of ways that you can get me to your gym for weightlifting seminars and stuff.
All right, guys, as always, stay tuned to us at BTB Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Go to iTunes, download all our episodes, subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, help us climb the charts, keep getting athletes like EZ on the show, give you the inside scoop on what they're up to. EZ, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, thank you all.